Display. Elusive gave himself a moment to take a break from being proper. He let his mind focus on the fact that the object of his affection had a very spankable ass. Dirty thought slowly turned into a dirty plan. Elusive discreetly felt a pocket of his coat and grinned before taking another drink. They already had plans for the evening, but a carnal urge was encouraging a change of pace. Another glance at an inviting rump was enjoyed and a coy smile took shape. Maybe Bubble didn't have a few minutes for a quickie, but Elusive wouldn't know unless he asked. He watched as the innocent tease stepped through a door to another room. With the grace of a hungry predator, Elusive stood up and made his way to the door that prevented him from admiring his lover further. Bubble hummed to the tune from the sweeping as he rested the broom in the corner.
The kitchen was large, but some with clutter. Tall shelves full of dry ingredients took up all the space that wasn't being used by the counters, sinks, or ovens. He gave a satisfied smile to the room that in a way reflected his personality. Everything was everywhere, but he knew where everything was. The fact that the proper owners of the place had it like this before hiring him made it kind of funny. Abruptly, the serenity was broken. Bubble's left foot vibrated and the room suddenly smelled like lavender bath soap. The color red suddenly became more vivid and his body just decided to pitch a tent in his pants. He almost literally jumped out of his shoes as two hands softly gripped his waist. The early warning was spot on, but as always, it came almost too late. Elusive gave Bubble's love handles a squeeze as he leaned closer and playfully nipped an exposed neck. Want to play? Elusive softly asked into Bubble's ear. I've wanted to all day, the apprentice pastry chef and master party planner replied while turning to face his lover. Bubble's eyes widened and he let out a muffled squeak. With dexterity that rivaled his own, Elusive had gently guided a soft dildo into Bubble's mouth. Almost 3 inches of silicone cock went in before he noticed the straps being laid behind his head. The distinct sound of buttons being snapped was met by another muffled riposte. Hush now, Elusive playfully said while testing how snug the gag was secured. I'd hate for you to make enough noise for someone to hear. I am a very open lover, but I am also very discreet. Do you remember our safety signal? Bubble nodded in silence. The toy was more intrusive than the ball gag that he was used to wearing, and it made him a touch hungry for the real thing. Another squeak was halted by the dick in his mouth as Elusive guided his hands behind his back. The familiar feeling of having his wrists bound by soft silk made his organ twitch. The subtle thrust of Elusive's groin against his crotch made it wriggle again. I rather enjoyed the show, Elusive coyly said as he took the apron off of his bound partner's body. The way you flaunted that rump was rather divine. Elusive gave the aforementioned rump a squeeze. Dang it, darling. I can't decide if I should thank you for the show or if I should punish you for teasing me like that. Bubble's response was a soft grunt followed by heavy blushing. Nimble fingers helped themselves to the button and zipper on the front of his jeans. The same hands dipped under the waistline of his boxes and tugged both garments down to his knees. Elusive gave a satisfied hum as he watched the garments drop to his captive's ankles. The sight of Bubble's erect cock springing to attention was equally amusing. The submissive partner uttered another squeak as the dominant man kneeled down in front of him. Elusive grasped the bare bottom and with a sudden show of force, he pulled Bubble into stepping away from the counter behind him. The free penis rested on soft lips and was greeted by a kiss. Doesn't sound like you want to wait in, Elusive teased as his left hand departed from a bun cheek. That's good. A proper slave doesn't speak. Bubble whined softly and then grunted as the hand gave his bottom a light clap. The opposite hand delivered a swat with equal force. He squirmed in place as his rump received another pair of swats. The delicious thing wasn't just arousing, it was a statement from his master about who was in charge. With a submissive whine, he applied suction to the dick in his mouth as his own member was given a slow lick that traveled from the base to the tip. Another clap echoed faintly through the kitchen. Elusive grinned at his boyfriend's reactions. Bubble was a young man full of life and full of expressions. Every second was spent exploring the world and sharing what he found. From sudden changes in weather to having his bottom tenderized, Elusive always enjoyed the show. Having the illusion of power over such a wild and vibrant man was truly a gift. Bubble wanted to always taste reality at his hyperpace, but Elusive was in control over what he felt and how he felt it. The rush that came from the domination over him was almost as enjoyable as the level of trust that it needed. Elusive removed a hand from the plump bottom and Bubble clenched in anticipation. Instead of a slap, Elusive reached down and unzipped his pants. Bubble squirmed as the sound hit him. The captive looked down and saw Elusive leaning back and posing with his own erection in hand. "Look at my cock, Slave," Elusive asked firmly as he gave his dick a single pump. "It's going inside you soon. I'd put you on your knees, but your mouth already has company." Bubble playfully whimpered as Elusive raised his hand and put it back on his slightly warmed up backside. The persona of a man without impure thoughts was gone. There was only his horny lover and his wishes that were going to be granted one way or another. Elusive leaned forward and accepted half of Bubble's cock. Lips snugly gripped him and a muffled moan came out. The feeling of a warm, wet mouth bobbing on him contradicted the stinging clap on his butt. Bubble unconsciously pushed his hips forward. Elusive hummed on his dick and pulled back until the weeping tip hung just past his lips. "Even when you're clearly the bottom, you want to fuck my mouth," Elusive said with a hungry grin. "I'll allow you the pleasure, but conditionally. What you give my throat is what I'll give your ass later." Elusive licked a sample of fluid from the head and went back having half a penis in his mouth. Bubble whined into the gag. Elusive could comfortably swallow his entire cock, but anal penetration was still only lightly traveled territory. The bound partner shifted in place and Elusive remained still. Even when being given a choice of how much pleasure, Elusive was still in charge. He didn't doubt that Elusive would be respectful and gentle back there if he pushed all the way in, but the mental image of what it would earn him felt a little heavier. A full throat for a full ass sounded like a fair trade at first, but Bubble's bubble butt was not as experienced as Elusive's mouth. Another pair of spanks landed and Bubble grunted as he surrendered to his desire. In a single, slow push, he gave his kneeling owner his entire leg. Elusive playfully gagged as the entire shaft entered him. It wasn't permission to give Bubble his entire cock later, but it was permission to go until signaled to stop. Bubble pulled back and Elusive sucked a little harder. The thrust back in was restrained and desperate. Obstructed moans went into the phallic gag as Bubble softly rocked back and forth. Even while having his face humped, Elusive had Bubble right where he wanted him, under his thumb. The submissive player was very aware that being taken gently later depended on being gentle with his master's throat. Elusive's eyes drifted upward and caught Bubble looking down at him. With eyes full of delicious surrender and a cock gag strapped around his jaw, Bubble looked exactly the way Elusive had often fantasized. Bubble's pleasure was conditional and he knew it. The taste of cock and Brecon washed away the taste of the coffee. Bubble's twitching cock continued to slide in and out as the pleasured moans kept coming. Even with a mouthful of silicone snake, Bubble managed to be fairly vocal about the experience. Elusive kept locked onto his lover's eyes and watched every twitch and tilt toward the ceiling. He could easily tell what Bubble wanted to do in the moment. He wanted to grip Elusive's head and thrust faster, but his hands were tied. He wanted to bend Elusive over the counter and fuck him senseless, but it wasn't his turn. Elusive gave a playful moan as Bubble returned to max depth. Even when Bubble's balls pushed against his chin, Elusive was in control, and his squirming boy toy knew it. The moaning and squirming suddenly grew more paced. Elusive looked up and saw tightly shut eyes and a clenched jaw. A playful swat landed on Bubble's rump and he gave his master a pleading whine. Satisfaction and victory came over Elusive with the same intensity that Bubble was about to pop with. Bubble writhed in a state of voluntary surrender as the pending eruption started to become a desperate need. A single action would make Elusive stop, but he didn't want things to be cut short. Declining to be taken afterwards was always a choice he had, but the delicious illusion of helplessness made him want more. With a muffled whine and a groan, he pulled back until only the head remained in his master's mouth. Bubble releases his seat and Elusive playfully gagged on the thick load. Two strong spurts of semen filled his lover's mouth as he put on an expression of surprise. Bubble looked down and froze as the eyes of his master stared back up at him. The confident gaze of a man in control locked onto Bubble's submissive face as Elusive slowly swallowed Bubble's cum in several small doses. A light swat landed on clenched cheeks before Elusive removed his lips from the twitching cock. Elusive stood up and gently caressed Bubble's face. His pet nodded in silence and lowered his gaze. The master hummed in approval and Bubble lifted his head and looked at his owner. "You did good, warning me before you came and then pulling back," Elusive said firmly as gave the exposed rump a squeeze. "Now you're going to take your punishment for teasing me, and then I'm going to satisfy myself. Do you want the gag removed?" Bubble shook his head and grunted twice. Elusive nodded and softly kissed his forehead. "Turn around," he said in a coy yet powerful tone. "Bend over the counter for me." Bubble obeyed swiftly and presented himself over the counter. He fidgeted slightly as a hand carefully traced his lower back and butt. A single slap landed harder than the earlier claps did. Another smack landed on the opposite cheek and Bubble whined helplessly. He squirmed against the scarf that kept his hands restrained as strokes 3 and 4 landed on his vulnerable rump. "I always appreciate a show," Elusive said as his hand rained down on his boyfriend's ass. "But flaunting yourself in a public setting has consequences." Another pair of swats landed. "Do you think that I care if we're in public? I'll give you a bottom on fire anywhere if I feel you deserve one." Elusive's hand brought down another corrective strike and Bubble continued to protest into the phallic gag. "When you submit to me, I own you. If I decide that you need to be spanked or fucked, I will." A heavy clap landed on both cheeks and Bubble whined a bit louder. "Every time you accept me as your owner, I will step up and fill the role." Elusive carefully traced his fingertips along the warmed up rump displayed in front of him. He slowly stepped into a mounting position and leaned over his lover. Bubble stopped squirming as his master's chest pin bound wrists onto his back. The tip of Elusive's throbbing organ poked Bubble's testicles as he planted a soft kiss on Bubble's shoulder. Feeling rough while being dominated had melted during the blowjob and remained cemented while his backside was being warmed up. In the present moment, Bubble felt more wanted. The tender embrace while in a compromising position starkly contradicted the earlier tone, but the reassurance was always welcome. Bubble murmured wordlessly into the gag as his mate stood back up. His stinging bottom swayed invitingly and was rewarded with another stroke. Elusive reached into his coat pocket for more devices of pleasure. The thin foil wrapping of a lubricated condom was removed and placed on an exposed spot of Bubble's back. A playful whimper was uttered into the silicone penis as Elusive fished out a small bottle of lube. The thin package was lifted and torn open and Bubble gave another round of squirming. "Be still," pet Elusive said in a heated tone as he rolled the latex down his shaft. "I told you that I'd be doing this." Elusive put a generous amount of lube into his hand and lathered his wrapped up dick. His eyes focused on the tinted rump and gave it a playful swat. Bubble shifted in his place and inched a little further up the counter. A hand carefully gripped Bubble's hip as the other continued spreading love jelly over Elusive's shaft. The tip of his cock poked against the puckered passage between warmed-up cheeks and a squeak escaped the gag. Elusive grinned as he pushed against his pet's tight back door. Another squeak came out as gentle pressure was applied to the puckered hole. Bubble paced his breathing as he tried to relax. He focused on the fake penis locked in his mouth by leather straps. The distinct sensation of having his anus prodded shot contradicting signals through his body. He wanted to feel connected to his mate, but the inevitable initial discovery of having something pushed up his butt was telling him to blanch. The gentle poking continued and a satisfied grunt was heard behind him as the cock buried itself. Bubble let out the grunt of his own in response. He almost laughed to himself as Elusive softly rocked back and forth while losing their mind. Their brains were almost like Elusive was alone in their relationship.
Scan this section. Ease of access center. Make your computer easier to use. You can use the tools in this section to help you get started. Windows can read and scan this list automatically. Press the space bar to select the highlighted tool. You can tab through the options and select them by pressing the space bar. Always scan this section. Take attention away from the boulder display. Elusive gave himself a moment to take a break from being proper. He let his mind focus on the fact that the object of his affection had a very spankable ass. Dirty thoughts slowly turned into a dirty plan. Elusive discreetly felt the pocket of his coat and grinned before taking another drink. They already had plans for the evening, but a carnal urge was encouraging a change of pace. Another glance at an inviting rump was enjoyed and a coy smile took shape. Maybe Bubble didn't have a few minutes for a quickie, but Elusive wouldn't know unless he asked. He watched as the innocent tease stepped through a door to another room. With the grace of a hungry predator, Elusive stood up and made his way to the door that prevented him from admiring his lover further. Bubble hummed to the tune from the sweeping as he rested the broom in the corner.
The kitchen was large, but some with clutter. Tall shelves full of dry ingredients took up all the space that wasn't being used by the counters, sinks, and toilets. He gave a satisfied smile to the room that in a way reflected his personality. Everything was everywhere, but he knew where everything was. The fact that the proper owners of the place had it like this before hiring them made it kind of funny. Abruptly, the serenity was broken. Bubble's left foot vibrated and the room suddenly smelled like lavender bath soap. The color red suddenly became more vivid and his body just decided to pitch a tent in his pants. He almost literally jumped out of his shoes as two hands softly gripped his waist. The early morning was spot on, but as always, it came almost too late. Elusive gave Bubbles love handles a squeeze as he leaned closer and playfully nipped an exposed neck. "Want to play?" Elusive softly asked into Bubbles' ear. "I've wanted to all day," apprentice pastry chef and master party planner replied while turning to face his lover. Bubbles' eyes widened and he let out a muffled scream. With dexterity that rivaled his own, Elusive had gently guided a soft dildo into Bubbles' mouth. Almost 3 inches of silicone cock went in before he noticed the straps being laid behind his head. The distinct sound of buttons being snapped was met by another muffled riposte. "Hush now," Elusive playfully said while testing how snug the gag was secured. "I hate for you to make enough noise for someone to hear. I am a very open lover, but I am also very discreet. Do you remember our safety signal?" Bubble nodded in silence. The toy was more intrusive than the ball gag that he was used to wearing, and it made him a touch hungry for the real thing. Another squeak was halted by the dick in his mouth as Elusive guided his hands behind his back. The familiar feeling of having his wrists bound by soft silk made his organ twitch. The subtle thrust of Elusive's groin against his crotch made it wriggle again. "I rather enjoyed the show," Elusive coyly said as he took the apron off of his mouth partner's body. The way he flaunted that rump was rather divine. Elusive gave the aforementioned rump a squeeze. "Think it, darling. I can't decide if I should thank you for the show or if I should punish you for teasing me like that." Muggle's response was a soft grunt followed by heavy blushes. Nimble fingers helped themselves to the button and zipper on the front of his jeans. The same hands gathered under the waistline of his boxes and tucked both garments down to his knees. Elusive gave a satisfied hum as he watched the garments drop on his captive's ankles. The sight of Muggle's direct cock spraying to attention was equally amusing. The submissive partner let another sweet and dominant man kneel down in front of him. Elusive grasped the bare bottom end with a sudden show of force. He pulled Muggle into stepping away from the counter behind him. The free penis rested on soft lips and was greeted by a kiss. It doesn't sound like he walked away in Elusive peace as his left hand departed.
Thank you.